Let's turn now to a fascinating story from the Washington Post about Russia's welcome pitch to Westerners to emigrate. President Vladimir Putin created a new immigration process last year. Some are calling it the anti-woke visa, which allows people to move to Russia to live closer to the traditional, conservative, and sometimes religious values they feel are slipping away in their Western home countries. Mary Alushna, who covers Russia for The Washington Post, says some American families are taking advantage of Putin's new visa.
He basically gave an executive order to a Russian government to issue them visas that allow them to work and live in Russia for 3 years without really any requirement but their nationality. They only need to be from a list of countries that is unfriendly and then be willing to move to Russia.
Ilushna says these so-called moral migrants are being drawn in by things like Russia's anti-LGBTQ plus laws, a more traditionalist stance on the role of women in society, and the rejection of COVID vaccine mandates.
So all these things that I think Americans maybe have heard from some of the Republicans on the more like conservative side, Putin is presenting that as not just like a partisan thing, but a basis of the entire country. And that's sort of their selling point to these Westerners.
Around 700 people from more than 40 countries have gotten the visa so far this year. Some had never visited before moving.
They watched a lot of YouTube channels from people who have done this before, especially foreigners who have done it before.
Relocating is just the beginning of a long transition. New citizens face a steep language barrier and several layers of bureaucratic red tape in setting up a bank account or renting an apartment.
It's kind of like, you know, you go to the DMV, but every single service is DMV, and you have to suffer through it, and it's very difficult if you don't speak the language.
And Ilushna told us, welcoming foreigners who consider themselves moral migrants fleeing progressive values in their home countries is a strategic move on Putin's part. Russian state media covers lots of stories of families immigrating for this reason, and Putin has publicly expressed a desire to cement Russia's grip on the ideological world.
So he can also tell Russians, look, these families are escaping this evil West, and everything I've told you is true, and they're here now, and I was right. That's sort of, I think, the message here.